You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'll be your DJ for today. Well, not today, for the hour. Sorry, I literally just ran into the room. Today, we have lined up no guests. If you're a regular listener of the show, you'll know that I sometimes have guests. I don't have any today, as of right now. Maybe later. Who knows? And there'll be some interesting talk. But in the meantime, I've got some very interesting, a very interesting set of music that I've been meaning to do for a while, much to the chagrin of my mother, potentially. I don't even know if she knows what's coming, but she can probably guess at this point, if she's listening, which is Weird Al polka covers. So we're just going to play all of the Weird Al medley of pop songs through polka, and we've got some other stuff in there too for you if you want to keep listening. We've got some other great comedy artists on there. So for right now, here is some Weird Al polka.
We are devil, are we not medieval? Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky. Smoke on the water.
I'm a man.
I'm a boy.
I'm a man.
Well, I'm your mother.
I'm a man.
I'm a one night stand. Am I bi?
I'm a
little girl when we make love together.
Hey, hey, hey!
Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better, 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 yeah! L.A. woman, you're my woman. Got my mojo rising.
Chicken and sea. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? I'm hot-blooded, hot-blooded. Every breath you take, every move you make, every bond you break, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Darling, you gotta let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. But you gotta let me know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should I stay or should I go?
Get around.
Talking about my generation.
Think they do look awful.
Talking about my
before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation.
This is my generation, baby.
This is my generation.
Talking about my generation.
My generation.
Well, I'm talking about my generation.
That was Polka on 45 by Weird Al Yankovic. That's the first in our series. Regular listeners of the show, if there are any of you, will know that I try to start every episode with some perspective, by forcing some perspective into your heads. And the way I do that is through historical things that have happened on this day. It's hard to find ones for today, which is sad. I'm looking now. We got Van Morrison's birthday. Happy birthday, Van Morrison. I don't know how old you are. You're dead, probably. I don't even know if Van Morrison's still alive. He was born in 1945. Oh, okay, he's very much alive. He's 72. Good job, Van Morrison. Congratulations on being 72. What else do we got? That's not fun. Some Soviet stuff. Trinidad becomes independent. That's cool. Good for Trinidad. Nope, that's not cool. A Nazi false flag attack. That's an interesting one. Apparently that was on this day, you know, years ago. Radio Prague goes on the air. Happy birthday, Radio Prague. 1936, August 31st. Ferdinand von Zeppelin patents his navigable balloon. That's it. Actually, no, and Thomas Edison, 2 years after that, patents the kinetoscope, the first movie projector. Interesting that those were 2 years apart. I would have thought that Zeppelins came around before 1895, but hey, whatever. Congratulations to Ferdinand von Zeppelin. You have an amazing last name. I wonder if that last name was as cool now, like then, as it is now. Like, if I had the last name Zeppelin now, that'd be amazing, you know? But back then, I guess it was just a funny name. He really showed them. Anyway, here's more Weird Al Polka covers.
If I could stick my hand in my heart, spill it all over the stage, would it satisfy you? Would it slide on by you? Would you think the boy is strange? Ain't it strange? If I could win, if I could sing a love song so divine, would it be enough for your cheating heart if I broke down and cried? If I cry, I said, I know it's only rock and roll, but I like it.
My thumb. So goodbye.
look at me. I'm in tatters.
Shadowman.
I'm shattered.
Shadowman. Shattered.
This doesn't happen to me every day, oh my.
Let's spend the night together.
No excuses offered anyway, oh my.
Let's spend the night together.
I'll satisfy your every need.
Every need.
And now I know you'll satisfy me. My, 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 my.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
So that was the Hot Rocks Polka by Weird Al Yankovic. Bunch of Rolling Stones tunes in that one. There are a couple in this playlist that that where he has a very, very set theme for the songs that he's going to cover in Polka. I'm already starting to go crazy after those first two. So we're going to take a small break and do some more comedy songs. For those of you not who just tuning in, this is the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going, and we're doing Weird Al Polka covers. But right now, first thing we're going to do is a couple of Monty Python tracks, two of my favorite Monty Python tracks. Here we go.
Full speed ahead, Mr. Kind.
It's fun to charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy, to find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be manly in insurance, we'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible, we're fairly incorruptible, we're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Oh, this is fun, Mr. Cohen. Fetch me another exotic cheroot. To port! Bring a port to sherry! And the medium dry sherry to port! Balance the books! Bring me another small cheroot, Mr. Cohen.
A one, two, a one, two, three, four.
Half a bee, philosophically, must ipso facto half not be. But half the bee has got to be a vis-a-vis its entity. Do you see? But can a bee be said to be or not to be an entire bee when half the bee is not a bee, due to some ancient injury? Singing.
A la-dee-dee, a one, two, three, Eric the half a bee. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Eric the half a bee. Is this a wretched demi-bee, half asleep upon my knee, some freak from a menagerie? No, it's Eric the half a bee. A fiddly-dum, a fiddly-dee, Eric the half a bee. Ho, 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 tee-hee-hee, Eric the half a bee. I love this hive employee, bisected accidentally one summer afternoon by me. I love him carnally.
He loves him carnally. semi-colonally. Semi-colonally.
The end.
Cyril Connolly?
No, semi-colonally.
Oh. Cyril Connolly.
The Love Shack is a little old place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack, baby, Love Shack.
Hey! Pump up the jam.
Hey!
Pump up the jam.
Hey!
Pump up the jam. Pump it up. That's me in the corner. You're unbelievable.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Humpty Hump. Do the Humpty Hump.
Do me, baby.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
She's my cherry pie. Put a smile on your face, 10 miles wide. Looks so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie, yeah. I miss you much.
Oh, I miss you much.
I really miss you much.
I-S-S-U much.
I miss you much.
Oh, I miss you much.
I really miss you much. Hey!
I don't want anybody else.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Oh,
I don't want anybody else.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, no, no. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood. He's the one that makes you feel alright. He's the one they call Dr. Feelgood.
He's gonna be your Frankenstein.
Let's kick it! If you get a problem,
yo,
I'll solve it. Check out the beat while the DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Word to your mother.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby, forever. I'll be your ice. Ice, 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 baby. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy.
Wait,
I need no sympathy.
Easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me. Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger now.
Magnifico!
Was Bohemian Polka off of Weird Al's Alapalooza. I'm actually turning a little insane at this point. And before that was Polka Your Eyes Out off of the album, Off the Deep End. Oh, of course, the seminal Weird Al album with Smells Like Nirvana on it. Of course, everyone knows that. And of course, When I Was Your Age. Amazing song. We're not playing any of those songs today. We're not playing the parodies. We're not playing the funny songs. We are playing the polka covers. That's all we're playing today. Maybe we should, let's do a PSA. Let's get a little bit of a break here. What do you guys want? Do you guys want follow me at the Astro Hour on Twitter? Tell me what type of PSA you want in the next 3 seconds before I decide. Do you want birth control, PETA, texting and driving, pet adoption? I feel like pet adoption is going to be the answer everyone would say anyway, so let's do pet adoption.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can, and I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, that was cute. Was that Kate Micucci? It sounded like Kate Micucci. Anyway, we're gonna take another Weird Al break, just because no one should be subjected to this much polka in a row. We're going to go with another comedy duo. Another comedy group. This is Flight of the Conchords with one of my favorite songs, Most Beautiful Girl in the Room. Here we go.
You are the most beautiful girl in the room, in the whole wide room. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three good looking girls on the street. Yeah,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, why
is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his? Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I say, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't matter, but I can tell it kinda minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low.
Here we go.
You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, you could be a waitress. You're so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I see the deal. I do my moves, I do my dance moves.
A tree or a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a part-time model.
You probably still have to keep your normal job.
A part-time model.
Spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
That was, whoa, yay, that was Flight of the Conchords with the most beautiful girl in the room. I finally got a guest. Say hello to Jesse Greenfield, everybody. Woo-hoo! That's Jesse. Say hi to the readers.
Hello, readers.
They're readers.
Ear readers.
Dear wizard
ear
people.
Readers. Dear
ear readers? How does one read and, oh,
see?
Oh my God.
Not listeners, but readers with the ears.
I've been calling them dear readers for like a year now. And I haven't and I haven't come up with that pun. That's fucking effing brilliant.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, I hate me.
No.
We're going to take a BuzzFeed quiz, yes. Friends. For those of you who don't know, I've taken a couple BuzzFeed quizzes on the air, and each time it's been like a design X, and we'll tell you how many kids you'll have. And each time I've gotten three. I designed a Taco Bell taco.
Sure.
Of course. And I think I designed a pasta bowl. And they both told me that I'd have three kids.
Maybe that just means that you are, like, not indecisive, but, like, you don't just want two things. Like, maybe your taco had, like meat, cheese, and lettuce. And they're like, oh, well, he can't decide which is two. He needs three.
Maybe. We'll see. This one is build your Disney family.
Am I taking?
And we'll tell you how many kids you'll have. We'll take it together. We'll take it together and we'll see what happens. Okay, who's the mom? It's...
like, as in, who's my mom?
I think it's who's the mom in the family. I'm not sure if we're in the family. This is inconsistent so far.
Okay.
So, we've got the mom from The Lion King. I don't know how to pronounce a lot of these names.
Sarabi.
Mm-hmm. That's... is that...
No, I love her deep voice, though.
What's his name? His name's mom? Simba's mom.
Yeah.
That's Simba's mom. Okay. Mm-hmm. Elastigirl.
Oh, Mrs. Incredible. She's so
good. She's so good.
And she is a redhead. And because you guys are ear readers and you don't know that I am also
Jessie is a redhead. Jessie is a redhead. Okay.
Genetics.
Elastigirl. I'm like, honestly, I'm like on the fence. I like Elastigirl here. But there's also Miss Potts. Udora. Yeah. What's she from?
Oh my god, from Princess and the Frog, the most iconic
movie
ever.
I've only seen it once. What? How is that the most iconic movie ever?
Okay, I went to Disneyland and this summer.
Good job.
And thank you. It was my friend's birthday. Very exciting. She wanted to go to Disneyland because we're adults.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Disneyland is a place for adults and kids alike. That was the goal. Anyway, continue.
I think so. And you know how they have like the parades and all the stuff and it's supposed to be really inspiring for all these kids? I saw this little family go up to Tiana, who is the princess from Princess and the Frog. And just for the record, I'm pretty sure she's the first African-American princess.
I'm pretty sure. Like, yes. Disney princess, yes. Yes.
And this little girl was, like, dressed like Tiana, and the mom goes up to Tiana, who, again, is a fake person.
Yes.
But then tells her how much she's meant to her family and her child, and she's like, she wants to be just like you. And I cried. Right,
I would as well cry in that situation. I love when kids are like inspired by things like that.
Like representation?
Yeah. Oh, or like huge. Like even like taking a step like outwards because I'm a white boy.
Sure.
like I remember watching the end of The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
And at the end of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, this is Andrew Garfield.
Got it.
This is the end of the second Andrew Garfield movie. There's a scene where like the Rhino is like messing some stuff up in the city, and like a little boy in a Spider-Man costume like walks underneath the police line and like like acts like all tough in front of the Rhino, and the Rhino's like about to kill this guy, and then like Spider-Man shows up and like saves a little kid, and I'm just like, oh, this little kid, man, who's just inspired by Spider-Man, man.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you were the little kid.
I mean, like, I wish I was in the movie.
That's a cute story. Okay.
It's in a movie, but like whatever. Right, I cried. I love
movies.
Spider-Man.
Are just stories.
I'm gonna say Elastigirl on these.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, but the mom from Brave.
There's also the mom from Brave.
What's her name? Eleanor.
Eleanor.
No, Elastigirl.
Let's do Elastigirl. I've seen The Incredibles way too many times to not choose Elastigirl. Who's the dad? Mufasa.
Who's your daddy?
All right. So
King Triton, though.
I was gonna say either Pacha or Mufasa. So the options, friends, are Sultan from Aladdin, Mufasa from The Lion King, Fazu
from Mulan,
Maurice from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh no!
Triton from Little Mermaid, and Pacha from The Emperor's New Groove. I would say Mufasa or Pacha.
I like Pacha.
Let's go with Pacha then.
Yeah, he's
I like
so
Pacha.
Sweet.
He's such
I love
a nice
his,
guy.
Like hat.
Thing. And we're about to go over a huge waterfall. Yep, wait. Rocks at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Bring it on. Pick a brother. Tarzan, Simba, Hercules, Eric, Quasimodo, Aladdin, not Eric.
See, the thing is, with all of them, they're all kind of, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Like, which I guess is a brother thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I have a real brother, and, like, he's
Which
not-
one's closest to your real brother?
Oh,
I don't have
Simba,
a brother.
Simba, because he's, like, can I say this word? Probably not on the radio. He's, like, very pompous.
Cocky,
like,
is that the
brother.
Word? Is
yeah.
That the, okay, I think you can say cocky.
That?
I would say cocky.
Okay.
It might. You know, I mean,
it's fine.
We can.
Sure.
There are like seven words we can't say, and I've
Got
only
it.
Said one of them.
That's
so.
Kind of fun.
Simba.
Simba's my brother.
Pick a sister. Okay.
Oh, okay. So from here, I would want.
So let me read the options. The options are Tinkerbell, Ariel, Snow White, Rapunzel, Anna from Frozen, and Aurora from Sleeping Beauty. You'd pick Rapunzel.
She seems, like, really fun.
I'd say, of that list, my sister is probably closest to Rapunzel.
Really? That's
Rapunzel
awesome.
Or, like, Anna. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out which one has the most agency here.
I think it's Rapunzel.
Yeah, but, I would agree.
Like, I just like that movie better than Frozen, unpopular opinion.
No,
I
agree.
I like, really am on board with Tangled.
Pick a daughter. Wait,
oh, my God.
What?
Are we having kids?
This keeps
We're having
going?
Kids now.
Wait, who? Wait. So wait, is the brother like an uncle? What?
Oh.
Okay, whatever.
Wait, why wouldn't it say pick a brother, pick a sister?
Yeah, I thought that's what I thought it was like
oh, it
who's
is, it
your
is.
Dad, who's your brother? So wait, is this three generations now?
Oh my. This is we're planning like a big family tree.
This is like a huge this is a genealogical adventure.
So okay, from
pick
these,
a daughter.
I'll tell you the relevant options because there are some that I just don't think are relevant. Riley from Inside Out.
I would say Riley from Inside Out is important.
Lilo is important.
Yep.
Love her. And
I would say Alice is also important.
Yeah, Alice is important. Like, but who is she really? I feel like things just happen to her.
I would say Riley of all these is the one, just from the movie, is probably the one I care the most about.
Right.
But also Lilo.
But Boo is so cute. Look Boo at those little
cute,
pigtails.
But like Boo never did anything for
She's
me.
She's a baby.
I don't know. She's like a baby, yeah. But like Lilo and Riley have like emotions and thoughts and feelings.
Right.
Like
Boo may get those in the future as she gets older.
Have you read the theory that Boo is like the witch from Brave?
Yes, actually, yes. Okay, I've read a lot about Brave.
Yeah.
Because I, representation.
Because Ginger.
Ginger.
Yeah.
And like, there are a lot of theories that it's connected to like literally every Disney movie ever.
Yeah, which is amazing, but also kind of silly.
Like,
but I love it.
Okay, I'm down.
Okay,
I'm
Riley.
I'm on board with Riley. That's cool.
Are you
cool.
on board with Riley? I like Riley a lot. I'll settle for Riley.
Pick
a son. I don't want any of these except Russell.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, the rest of them are irrelevant.
Oh, Christopher Robin's great. But like, I don't care about Mowgli or Hero or Pinocchio or Michael from Peter Pan.
Oh, he's just like, no, he's cute though.
He's cute, but he's like, what is he?
But Russell's like determined and hardworking.
Russell's adorable.
I wouldn't have to remind Russell to do his homework, which is like what I'm thinking
100%.
About. That's like what being a mom
you
is.
You just gotta
right?
offer a badge.
Sure.
You just gotta be like, do you want your homework badge or not?
Yes.
And he'll be like, yeah, obviously.
Is that not what being a parent is?
Now
bribery?
Now we need a pet.
I don't have a pet in real life.
I do. But,
do.
But I think of all these are all like dogs and cats from Disney movies. You got Lady, you got Marie, Pongo,
sure.
Bolt, Figaro. But I think Stitch is
I
the obvious choice.
Is Stitch okay? Now we're gonna talk about sentience of animals. Is
Please.
Stitch a pet or like a carrot? Like Stitch is like
Is Stitch a pet or a carrot?
No, a character. I cut myself off because it sounded stupid. So then I just sounded even more
is
stupid.
Is he a pet or is he like a living person?
Yeah, like could you be like, oh, this person is now my pet? Or like, oh, this like being with like thoughts and potential like language capabilities, can that be my pet?
That's a fair choice. I would say that like while Stitch possesses like the necessary intelligence for sentience,
right.
like he doesn't have like the level of like independence and like he doesn't have, like, the super ego to bring Freudian stuff into this,
right?
Like, he can't tell right from wrong. So I would say, like, he is as close to a pet as, like, he could get, probably.
Okay.
I'd say he's closer to a pet. Or, like
and
if not...
And he likes getting scratched behind the ears.
Yeah. Like, I would say Stitch is a pet. Especially because a lot of these animals can already talk. So we've got this
That's
question
true.
With all of them.
Can he be the pet? Does he win pet game?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Stitch wins, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, who's your mean aunt or uncle?
Oh my god.
Gaston, Ursula, Maleficent, Cruella de Vil, Scar, and Jafar.
Oh my god. So, backstory.
Yeah. Please.
I used to watch The Little Mermaid three times every day.
Yeah.
And
good.
I would like freak out whenever I saw Ursula. Like, freak out. Like, when I saw her in my Little Mermaid coloring books, I would mark her out with a red X.
Wow.
Like death, like scary. And whenever she would come on and sing her scary song,
of course,
I would go into what I called my timeout corner, even though I never got timeouts because I'm
You're
an
a good person.
Angel. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no.
But I would only go there when I was watching that movie and I would
screen.
Cry for like 3 minutes while she sang and then I would come back and be fine.
Wow.
This was a daily ritual.
It's amazing what scares kids, you know?
She's freaky.
I definitely had something that I was like also viscerally like terrified by. I have no idea what it is though.
That's kind of good.
I suppose.
You let
I suppose.
Go.
My parents will probably like tell me immediately after this.
I don't want any of these.
I would say weird aunt or uncle. I'd say Jafar.
Why?
Because Jafar is like, I think Jafar is honestly the least evil of all of them.
He's creepy.
He's just like, yeah, he's just creepy. But like, he's just kind of like, I'm going to do stuff.
But he had that weird thing with Jasmine. I don't like that.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
But like, they're all kind of creepy.
Maleficent's kind of cool though, too. All she wants to do is like, rule the world.
Yeah.
Maybe. And she's got like evil magics and stuff, and I like that.
She's cute.
I'm going to have 5 kids, says this survey.
Yike.
That's
Wait,
a lot. That's a little too much.
Does it say why?
No.
What?
That's the problem with these quizzes is they just say they have an answer.
Wait, because when I used to take like quizzes in like Tiger Beat or something,
yeah,
right?
Amazing.
And it's like find out who your like best friend is in One Direction or whatever. Then they explain at the end, they're like, you're outgoing, and this is why you love Niall. Like, it, like, explains why you got your answers.
See, that's interesting, because, like, the quizzes in Cosmo, not that I read Cosmo.
Zach loves Cosmo.
I love Cosmo. Jesse gave me her copy of Cosmo one time.
True friendship.
Jesse lived across the hall from me freshman year, fun fact.
That's how we
met. Like, there just are always back page quizzes that have like five questions, and each one is just A, B, C. And then at the end, it's like, if you got mostly A's, if you got mostly B's, if you got mostly C's, it's like the most half done, like thing ever. I hate it.
They could not care less.
Hate it.
But what else do they, like, what else are they doing? Like, that is
Cosmo?
Someone's whole job to do that, the quizzes, probably.
I bet the person who does horoscopes also has to do quizzes.
Oh,
you know?
Do you read the horoscopes?
Sometimes.
What are you?
I'm a Taurus.
Do you ring true with like the Taurus lifestyle?
Yes. Especially because in the new one I got put as an Aries, and I do not identify with that at all. So I just keep with Taurus. And like, honestly, all the sites and like Cosmo and stuff, they don't do the new signs. They just do the old ones. So I'm fine with that. Like,
which is so interesting, because it's like, if this thing was really just discovered, it's really been around for millions and billions of years. But now all of a sudden we're like, oh yeah, new stuff.
I love how
new stuff,
like the horoscope industry, they were like, oh, people think that we're fake, people think horoscopes aren't real, you know, because astrology isn't real. I just love it. Like, astrology is not real, but I love it.
Yes.
They're like, how do we convince people that it's good again? We're gonna just change it all.
It's like a rebranding. Like,
we were wrong, like we were untrue, and now we're right. In the year 2015, we finally got the magic right.
And that's going to change everyone's perception of it.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan, personally. All right.
Fine.
We're going to do a poker cover. Here we go.
Okay.
Jesse hasn't listened to these before.
I'm so excited. I love Weird Al.
So why? ourselves.
That was the alternative polka from Weird Al's Bad Hair Day.
I'm so glad it was.
So, Jesse, tell me about how you met Weird Al.
Okay. So, this is such a tufty story also, which is relevant to people in the Medford-Somerville area.
Yes, of course.
Because Hank Azaria went to Tufts University.
Yes, indeed.
My mom was Hank Azaria's first kiss when they went to summer camp at Camp Tanaka. Camp Tawanda. It's like up in like in New York, upstate New York. And so I know. So they were like long time, like they'd known each other, and then they lost touch because, you know, he's famous.
Because he's Hank Azaria.
He's Mo.
Yeah. Yeah. Super famous. And then for her like 50th birthday. Sorry, Mom.
Yeah. What you mean is her 30th birthday.
Not like that. For her birthday, one of my neighbors like got in touch with him and was like, "Hey, like Ellen Greenfield is still like alive and like you should talk to her. It's her birthday." And so they like reconnected, and he was going and he was like, he lives in New York, I live in San Diego, and he was like, "Hey, Ellen, like, I'm far away, but, like, next time I'm, like, in the area, I'll let you know." And then he's, like, a couple months later, he said, "Hey, I'm going to be in L.A. Like, you guys should come hang out. I'm doing this, like, little thing. You guys can come to it. It's no big deal."
A little thing with Weird Al Yankovic?
The little thing was hosting the 50th anniversary of The Simpsons at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right.
So we went, and he got us, like, tickets, and we got to see that, which is crazy. Also, my brother is, like, the biggest Simpsons fan in the
world. Wait, I think
you mean
the 30th anniversary of The Simpsons?
Oh.
I was going to say, The Simpsons is not 50 years old.
The 100th anniversary of The Simpsons.
Yes.
And great. And there were a lot of, like, guest stars and people who were there. Like, Tony Hawk skateboarded across the stage. Like, and so we got to go backstage afterwards, because how else would we talk to my good friend Hank? Hi, Hank.
Yeah.
And then we were all chatting, and he was like, "Oh, you can go and like go get some snacks or whatever." And I was reaching for like a Cheez-It, as I do. And so I hear someone come up, I feel someone come up behind me and goes, "Hey, nice hair." And I turn around, and it's Weird Al Yankovic. We have similar
hair. He's got some nice hair,
he's like, "Your hair looks like my hair." And it was like, "Oh my God, what?"
That's amazing.
I was really freaking out. And then we had this like very strange conversation, like not about anything, just like his eyes were very shifty. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I get it now." Like, yeah. I get it.
I get why he's Weird Al.
Yes.
One of my ex-guitar teacher.
Wow, what a relationship.
Yeah. He once ran into him like just at, like apparently he was just like performing somewhere and like he didn't realize it was him. And he just like went up to like help like this random guy like clean up his stuff or whatever. And he's like, "Yeah, let me like help that." And he's like wrapping cable. And then he like looks at him and he's like, "Oh, I'm like a big fan." He's like, "Oh, thanks." And then they just like keep wrapping cable. That's my story. That's a lot less of a star-studded story.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, it was a great way, I think, to close out today's show. Yeah. Thank you for coming on for the last half hour, Jesse. This was very fun.
Yay.
Stay tuned, friends, for Strike the Box. This has been the Astro Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Tune in next week. And here to close us out is Weird Al with Pokorama.
Running. I say, don't you know? You say, you don't know. I say, take me out. I say, you don't show. Don't move, time is slow. I say, take me out. Beverly Hills, that's where I wanna be.
Give me.
Living in Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, rolling like a celebrity.
Give me.
Living in Beverly Hills. Show you how it all began. Birds came flying from the underground. If you could see it, then you'd understand. And we'll all float on, okay. And we'll all float on, all right. Already we'll all float on. Now don't you worry, we'll all float on, all right.
To the candy shop, I'll let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
We'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah!
For one taste of what we got.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and spend it all you got.
Come on!
Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa!
When the pimp's in the crib, mom,
drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot. Come, Mr. DJ, song pond to replay.
Come, Mr. DJ, want to turn the music up?
All the gal on the dance floor wanting some more what?
Come, Mr. DJ, want to turn the music up?
Hey, mister, please, Mr. DJ, tell me if you hear me. Turn the music up. She take my money.
When I'm in need.
Yeah, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town.
That digs on me.
Hey!
Saying she's a gold digger, cause she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead.
Party started indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a